Love at First Sight still exists. It's available at your local shelter.
This June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too.
Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! I suck at dating! With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, welcome to Help I Suck at Dating, a brand new episode in 2022. This is our third of the year. I'm losing track of time. I'm about to have a kid, so that's pretty excusable. I'm Jared, joined by Dean Unglert, who's currently recording in some car. I don't know if it's his own, but the mic is looking like it's hanging on by a thread.
Just like my life. Everything's hanging on by a thread, but hanging on nonetheless.
And what are you doing? Where are you and what are you doing?
Well, you guys, I was very close to calling in sick for this podcast today. It's the best powder day of the season at Bridger Bowl in Bozeman, Montana. So I'm taking an hour break to record my favorite podcast in the world.
That's because he's a trooper. And we're joined by a very, 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 very special guest who's been on the podcast before, I'm pretty sure. And yeah. I'm going to absolutely butcher your last name, Angela, to which I apologize. But here we go. Angela Esmezcua.
No, Jared. I feel like last time I was on the podcast, we went over this, but it's fine. It's been a minute. It's Amasqua.
Amasqua, which is so much prettier than the way I said it. I am so bad at names. It's embarrassing, honestly. I'm embarrassed by how bad I pronounce names. Anyway, Angela, how are you? Welcome back to the podcast. How's things?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Things are great. Life is very different since the last time that I was on the podcast. I'm now in a different country, so that's a big deal.
I know. You're dating a Canadian.
I am. I'm dating a Canadian. So I've been in Toronto since October, just, you know, seeing how the weather is up here.
I'm sure it's shitty.
Have immigration services come for you yet?
No, because I'm allowed to be here for 6 months.
Okay.
So we're just, you know, I'm figuring it out as I go. I've been talking to Astrid a lot about advice because she was kind of in the same boat when she came up here to be with Kevin. So I'm keeping things legal, you guys.
So come mid-April, you got to get back into the U.S. before you get deported back.
I got to figure it out. Yeah. Or I've got to file some paperwork. I'm not really sure. Honestly, I'm just trying to get through Christmas and the New Year's, and I was like, I'll figure it out later.
What happens if you get married?
Oh yeah,
is that a loophole?
I don't know.
Not to put pressure on you, but
yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I don't know.
can you
not right now?
For the listeners out there that are unaware of your current relationship, because people have, like, you were on a Bachelor show in Canada, right? So I don't think that maybe a lot of the American audience had seen it. So can you, like, walk us through everything? Because I knew a little bit because I know Alex was on the show, so he, like, filled me in, and I watched a couple episodes, and honestly, I loved it. I thought it was so much better than the American Paradise. But for those that haven't seen it, fill us in on what we missed.
Yeah. So I got asked to do Bachelor in Paradise Canada, and I really wasn't going to do it. I feel like after last time, I was just like, all right, I'm done with the love dating reality shows. But long story short, I just had a meeting with the showrunners, and they convinced me, like, the Canadian version is way different. Like, our viewers want to see love up here. We don't want to see like all drama and this and this. And I was like, you guys know me, I'm always that person. So I was like, ooh, okay. And they really asked, you know, what am I looking for? Like, physically, and but more importantly, like personality wise, like I just felt like they really cared to see, like, you know, to make it work for me. And so obviously I ended up doing it, and I'm really glad I did, because I met my boyfriend on the show, who is mm-hmm. Canadian, and he had never done a Bachelor show before, which I loved.
Oh,
so yeah, so that was fun, and we've been together since June, and I've been not, you know, technically living up here, like right. officially, but I've been, you know, checking it out.
So extended vacay.
Yeah, we live together. So it's been fun.
Well, so for the American Bachelor in Paradise, especially, you have to be a former contestant, probably with like a few exceptions. So how did he get on the show?
So he got, it's funny. So he also models as well. And so his agency got like a casting call, and he had watched the show before and always kind of like made fun of it. Like, you know how guys are when they watch the show, girls do it too.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like, let me just try it out. And you know, the rest is history.
I used nice. To crap on the show constantly. And now yeah. here I am in a coffee shop that literally has Bachelor that literally has an iced coffee called Here for the Wrong Reasons. So,
stop.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, come on now, of course. And then we have another coffee. It's called my favorite is Take a Moment, Say Your Goodbyes. That's
my
favorite.
That's amazing.
Take a moment. Do people actually, when they're ordering at the desk, do they go, "Hey, can I get two Take a Moment and Say Your Goodbyes, please, large?"
1,000%.
Really? Like,
what type of, they're videoing it too, probably. Yeah. They're saying it.
They love every second of it. Are you kidding me? It's the rose ceremony, trip to paradise. And then especially if you're a fan and I'm the one serving you, you know, so it's like, oh, what type of milk would you like? And they're like,
if I just wanted like a regular black coffee, what would that be called?
Black coffee.
Basic.
Basic.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you, what do you think is Angela? What was the biggest difference between the Canadian version and the American version? Because I did Bachelor in Paradise Australia a few years ago before Ashley and I got together, and it was wildly different. Like, you know how the American version, you're never off camera. You're always, if something is happening, you are mic'd up, you're on camera. That was not the case at all down under. It was, I'd wake up at 10 in the morning, stroll down to breakfast. We'd sit down with the entire cast and crew, eat breakfast, talk about everything that happened the night before. Then around 12, 1 o'clock, they'd finally mic us up, put us on camera, and be like, oh, okay, yeah, kind of recap what happened. And it's like, dude, you missed all the great juicy conversations already. I guess we'll try to give you something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I didn't know you did Bachelor in Paradise Australia. That's fun.
It was fun. I went, I was there for 2 weeks, did not kiss anybody. Quite pathetic. I don't know how I made it as far as I did, but it was at the time, it's a long story. Anyway, this is about you, not me. What was the biggest difference for you between the Canadian version and the American version?
I would pretty much say exactly what you just said, in the fact that I felt like filming the Canadian version was extremely more laid back. And I also felt like producers weren't as involved as they are in the US. You have a producer, but they're not like, you know, in your ear constantly yeah. like they are in the US. But I would say mostly like we got to go back to our, we got to go back to our cabins like after filming in the evening. And I mean, we would film kind of late, but not nearly as late as in Mexico. But there's no mics in the cabin. There's no cameras in the cabin. You wake up, you are on a time schedule in the morning, but it's so much more relaxed in the fact that you have time to decompress as a human. You know, you're going through all this like emotional turmoil, and we all know how that goes. And in the US, you literally never get a moment to yourself unless you're in the shower. But I felt like even in the shower, there was a camera up on the wall somehow peeking in, invading. Like,
1,000%.
You know what I mean? Yikes. So, yeah. So I feel like it was so nice and easier to keep almost like a level head, because you did have that moment to just go back. And like, I had two roommates and we just like, you know, had girl time and chit chatted, and it was great. And you just felt like you could just have a moment, you know? So I would say it was much, much more relaxed. I really enjoyed it. And I also loved the fact that it wasn't so much like producers all the time. I mean, there's still some producing, you know, obviously, but it wasn't as like intense, I guess.
I, for one, would way rather sleep in a cabin in the woods than a yeah. villa on the beach. I
know, Dean, actually, yeah. So that's your vibe.
That sounds right up Dean's alley.
As you're in overalls right now, I love it. Hey, overalls. Hey.
Don't bring the overalls into this, okay? Leave the overalls out of it. So you left with Brendan is his name, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us a little about him. How did you guys, like, at what point did you guys know that you guys were going to like end the show together, leave together, and then ultimately be boyfriend and girlfriend? Because I watched a few episodes in the middle. I saw like Alex's shining moments. I didn't see all of it. So just like, at what point were you like, yep, this is my guy? And then like, how did it all unfold?
Yeah, well, we had, it was really funny because I would say from the moment Brendan and I met, it was just this like thing and everybody could tell we were just like, I think what the first time that we were talking so long that producers had to be like, guys, go like mingle, like the new people came. And so we've always just had this like magnetism. I mean, we didn't have the easiest road, I would say, whenever we were filming. You know, he was a little bit wishy-washy, and then I went on a date with somebody else. Ooh. And then he, yeah, and then we were like, you know, pretty much good. And then towards the end, he ended up going on a date with somebody else. And I was like, so we always were kind of like, but then at the very end, we were like the stable couple and everybody else was just falling apart. And so we were like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
And so we actually ended up being the only couple that left like together as like boyfriend and girlfriend. And
from
like,
the
nobody
entire
else
show?
Was together. Yeah. Like nobody was together at all.
What? I didn't know that. That's crazy. Congratulations.
Well, thanks.
I definitely think there's a bigger benefit to having like that turmoil, for lack of a better word, in the very beginning, like maybe 100%. Over the first like week or two, than, you know, like going steady right out of the gates and like fully diving on this one person. Cause like you guys had the option to date other people and then like also like see how you react when they go on a date with another person. And like, as it seemed like you alluded to, like you get a little like not upset, but like maybe a little jealous or territorial. And you're like, wow, I actually really do like this guy. And then that kind of like sets the precedent for it later on. So, I mean, I think that's definitely the method to success out there.
Yeah. Well, and it also helped because then it's like we were used to having like uncomfortable conversations and like listening to each other. And it was like, okay, we can get through this and here. So like we felt like we could, you know, accomplish and get over hurdles in the real world too, because we were already kind of so good at communicating and like about issues or just concerns or anything. So we were just like, okay, this, you know, this helped us grow, even though it sucked in the moment, it helped us grow. So.
And everybody who goes through a long distance relationship has to come to the moment where you decide who's going to move where. So how did you decide that you were going to go up to Canada rather than him come to the States?
Yeah, well, so we actually kind of both moved, I guess, and put that in air quotes, because so he grew up outside of Toronto and then moved to Edmonton, which is in like Western Alberta, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know Edmonton, the Oilers.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And so he's lived there for the past couple of years. And I obviously was in South Carolina for like 9 years. And we just kind of decided like Toronto was like the middle point, like meeting point for both of us, because we both were like, okay, like there's the industry is up there. We're both in that industry. Like it just made sense. So we both kind of, you know, made a bit of a move.
I said that word lately.
That's perfect. I think that's definitely also the recipe to success. Mm-hmm. You got it all figured out. You mentioned communication earlier. I got one question for you. You're the only couple to have left Bachelor in Paradise Canada together. Was there any conversation around leaving engaged?
So, yeah, well, I mean, we had like our fantasy suite date, you know, and we had our time to kind of talk, and we both knew that like, okay, we're not ready to get engaged. So going into that last like final rose ceremony, I knew and he knew like we weren't getting engaged. I just take engagement really seriously. Like that's something.
Well,
I
as
do
you
once.
Well should.
Yeah. Well, I know, but some people on this show don't take it as seriously.
Oh, of course they don't.
I agree.
So, you know, for me,
so many names are jumping to my head right now. I wish I had the balls to say it.
Come on, grow a pair.
We're all thinking certain couples. We're like, you guys got engaged? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, but you know, I think it's like, that's a moment that I've looked forward to my entire life. I'm like that girl, you know. I'm sure Ashley was the same, you know. I feel like, yeah, Ashley and I are very similar. We're both like, you know, girly girls, and we're romantic as people. And so,
1,000%.
I wanted to make sure that, like, you know, this would be forever if it's going to be an engagement, and we both want to just make sure, like, you know, we were making the right decision. And I think we feel like we did.
Feel free to plead the fifth on this one, but obviously we know that you dated Clay for a little bit. Was there any like outreach from him towards you about being on the show or anything like that?
Not directly towards me, no. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
But it sounds like there was something more indirect, yeah, I guess. Was, I mean, I don't know. I'm curious.
I don't know. We don't talk about it.
Okay. She's pleading the fifth.
You can plead the fifth on this one. I will never forget the moment that you walked down the aisle at Chris and Crystal's wedding. That was the best moment ever, because he was down in Paradise, and then you looked stunning, and then you were walking down the aisle, and you had this, like, one of your eyebrows was raised, and you're kind of doing a look as if, like, but I would kill
anybody.
But
I thought I heard you say something like you weren't actually, like, that wasn't... A, unintentional, and B, you weren't even looking in his direction or something like that. No, that's what I heard.
No, we weren't. We talked about this on the podcast last time.
That's what it was. I was like, I know it's up there somewhere. Yeah.
I swear to you, like, I didn't do that on purpose. And this is the reasoning, is because, remember, I'm a model. So, like, you put me on a runway or, like, a straight thing, I go into autopilot and I'm like, yes, bitch.
Yes. Oh, no, 100%. I believe that, but I don't care, because in my mind, in my fantasy, that is why you made the look. And it made my life. And it, you know, honestly, it was what made it was Ashley thought she was literally like hitting me in the shoulder, like, oh my God, this is awesome. This is what I live for. So,
oh my God. You know what? That's fine, Jared. I will give that to you. That is for you. What happened.
She'll let you think whatever you want to think. And for the record, you put me on a runway with the Paris 4-inch stilettos. I'm going to do the exact same thing. So, right? More power to you.
Pay anything to say that.
honestly, I'd probably do it for free. Anyways, we're going to take one quick break, and we're going to jump into our hot topic, dating headlines that just get Jared's blood pumping. So stay through the break. We'll be right back.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much. And I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers, and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. We, of course, have some hot topics. Angela is sticking around with us. The first hot topic I have to talk about, because it's literally everywhere. People are obsessed with this story, and I'm curious if, Dean, you have any thoughts, and Angela, if you have any investment in this. Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader have been secretly dating for more than a year, and it just came out now. Anna Kendrick is 36 years old. Bill Hader's 43. Obviously, they're both very, you know, she's known for Pitch Perfect. He's known for SNL and Barry, if anybody's seen that show. They're both very likable people, and now people are freaking out that they're together. So my question to both of you, are you guys freaking out too?
I'm freaking out.
Is this a thing?
Well, before we get into this, I just want to say, Angela, thanks for the laugh at my, I'm drinking a beer right now, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I think Angela's just laughing at me drinking a beer. I'm skiing. Okay. I'm allowed to drink a beer. Anyway,
you have a day.
I'm going to make this podcast more compelling with the more beers he has.
Right?
You want to know what too? I went to the restaurant right before coming to the podcast and I got myself two beers. So when this beer is empty, I got another one right in the back.
All right. We're going to ask Dean all the juicy questions.
I refuse to plead the fifth. I love Bill Hader. I like Anna Kendrick. I don't really know her that well. I was never a Pitch Perfect fan, but she also was in Frozen, right? She was Elsa's sister. Am I wrong?
No, you're wrong.
Oh, okay. No, that was Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell.
That's what I'm saying. Ah. Kristen Bell's sister in the movie was Anna Kendrick. I could be very wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. But no, I love Bill Hader. That's pretty cool that they were able to keep it secret for a while. I think that's like, that just like shows that they're serious about it, and B, they don't want like unnecessary attention, which I just respect the crap out of.
Yeah, no, I just saw that yesterday and I was kind of surprised. I like both of them, but I'm not super fans of them. I actually just saw Bill Hader. I don't know why. We just turned on Pineapple Express. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
With James Franco. Yeah. I was like, oh, I haven't seen this forever. And so we just turned it on. I forgot he was in the beginning of that movie. So funny.
I don't remember him in that movie.
Yeah, it's, I'll tell you about it afterwards, but
tell us now. I have to remember now.
It's at the beginning. It's like back set in like 1930s when they're trying to decide if weed is like legal or illegal. And Bill Hader is like, is the test subject. And he's just in this room like smoking and they're asking him all these questions. And he's like just doing all this funny stuff.
I love it.
Yeah. And then they end up killing him. So
oh, sounds about right.
Yeah,
dude, I love Bill Hader. I used to love Bill Hader on SNL. He was one of my favorite actors, honestly, because he always broke character. I loved that he always laughed. And then if you guys remember on, what is it, Weekend Report? The one that the two guys do, they're like a news station. But it was Stefan, if you guys remember his character there. Stefan would always have the new hotspots in New York. Anyway. Nobody remembers this. Obviously, I'm alone on this one. But if you remember it out there, Help I Suck at Dating, people who listen to this podcast, let me know. So at least I'm not alone.
Weekend anyway, update, according to Easton. Also, let's say, what's
weekend
the one with
update? Thank you.
What's the one with Amy Schumer and LeBron James? That one is great too. Bill Hader, love Bill Hader. Great headline. I just think it's like, in a weird way, it gives me the warm and fuzzies. You know,
Trainwreck is a feel-good story.
Easton is just an encyclopedia of all knowledge. It was called Trainwreck, the movie with Amy Schumer. Jared, how do you feel about it? The secret relationship for a year.
Yeah, whatever. I'm indifferent about it. I like it. Sure. What I don't get is just the overall fanfare. People are like, "Holy shit, this is the coolest thing ever." I'm more invested in Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian than I am Bill Hader and Anna Kendrick. Maybe that says more about me. But
you want to
know? The same though. I feel the same as Jared on that.
Yeah, I'm way more fascinated with that.
So my brother is a big like rap and hip hop fan. He loves Kanye West. And on our way up skiing today, he was like, "Have you heard the new Kanye song?" It's like, "No, I haven't." And he's like, "Kanye West talks about beating Pete Davidson's ass in his new song." And it's hilarious. Nuh-uh. Yes, it's so funny.
Wait, what's it called? I want to listen to it.
I honestly have no idea. It was a
Kanye
horrible song, in my opinion.
Kanye is losing it. I mean, he's lost it for a while, but holy, can't that be a threat? Like, isn't that constituted as a threat if you're threatening? I guess maybe it could be art. I don't really know.
Kanye would never beat Pete Davidson's ass. Isn't Kanye like 60 years old now anyways? There's no way. The whole Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson thing is pretty funny to me. Pete Davidson, man, good for him. He's living life.
There was a meme out there. There was a meme of Pete Davidson holding Jason Momoa's hand, and they're as if like now he's dating Jason Momoa, now Momoa's single. And they're like, "Pete Davidson's a savage."
The guy gets everybody. All the beautiful people. I know. It's so crazy.
He doesn't stop. I did want to talk about something. It's not necessarily a hot topic, but it's an article that I came across when I was reading, you know, Cosmo, as I do. I don't. But I saw this because I was Googling research for the podcast. And this is what dating will look like in 2022. This is an article from Cosmopolitan. It talks about, and the subject is all the love, sex, and relationship trends to look out for this year in 2022. Okay. Would you guys like to hear some of the
please
trends that are going to be happening in 2022? And whether you guys agree with these. So they spoke to experts from apps like Hinge, Bumble, and this third one, I have no idea what it is. Happn? Do you know what this is? Happn, anybody?
Hey, does this mean we're old?
We're on relationships here. No, I think it means that we're just off the market is really all it means.
Okay. which means we're pretty much old. So this is a cheat sheet to help us prepare for all these trends in 2022. The first one is called outercourse.
Oh.
So obviously we've all heard of intercourse. Now it's time to acquaint ourselves with the not so distant cousin, as they call it, outercourse, which is amazing. Forecasted. It's apparently a term for forms of non-penetrative sex, including massages, dry humping. Here's one. Hey, listen, we talk about everything here on Help I Suck at Dating. Mutual masturbation and a whole host of other fun and maybe a little naughty activities.
Okay.
By exploring forms of sex outside of penetration, you're inviting yourself and any partner you have to get creative and delve into the wide spectrum of sexual experimentation, which lies beyond waiting to be discovered. What are our thoughts about outer course? Is this going to be a thing that takes off this year? Isn't it already?
I'm shocked right now. I can't get over the fact that you guys, did you just say that a form of sex is massage?
Well, they're saying
a Nuru massage.
Saying,
wait, what? I know.
Well, I mean, listen, I've been to Asia a few times, okay? No, I'm just kidding.
They're saying that apparently this outer course is going to be a trend that takes off in 2022, which this outer course is all forms of non-penetrative sex, including massages. So, yeah, according to Cosmopolitan, they're saying a massage
can be sexual. Listen, I mean,
it definitely can be sexual.
I was a kid once.
Yeah,
I've had an OTPHJ or two in my lifetime. I've always, you know, an OTPHJ? Don't tell me you don't know what an OTPHJ
is. Oh, over the pants. Oh, over the pants. Okay. I had to put it together.
Over the pants, hand. Yes, hand.
Easton goes, hell yeah. Hell yes.
A little, what's it called? Pocket pool?
Pocket. Well, no, it's not, you're not giving yourself an OTPHJ. Your partner is.
A girl could do that, right?
Yes, but pocket pool is when you are playing pool yourself. It's like a solo game. So I'm all for the outer course movement. I'm not a fan of the mutual masturbation thing. That's kind of where I draw the line. But everything else, whatever you got to do to like keep the steam and the heat alive, I'm all for it. Why not?
Yeah, it can like be a little spice up. I mean, you're in quarantine at some places, like up here in Ontario, we're locked down. So it's like stuff, you know, you don't want stuff to get repetitive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine the mutual masturbation thing. That's like where my brain keeps going towards. I guess it would be cool. Do you guys want to like hop in and save me real quick? Because I'm just going to keep saying really ridiculous
things. We were just
going
to let you go on that one, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, like, it could be cool, I guess. If you're like, if the mood is right and you're both just like, yeah, you know what? Like, why not? Let's just see what happens. Anyways.
No, keep going, bro. What else do you think about this topic?
That's it. That's all I got.
It could honestly bring like a little bit of spark back, because if you've been in a relationship for a while and you go like, I don't want to say you go back to like HJs or whatever, like that could like reignite that, like, oh, when we first started, like when we were first married or first dating, like type of, you know, yeah, what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like it could be like a spark thing. Yeah.
I also think I've been steadfast in thinking this for a long time. I've even been on record on this podcast on saying it. I think just regular good old HJs are so vastly underrated. Because think about it. Think about it. As a young kid, a young man growing up, you know, through the ranks, whatever, you get yourself to climax most often with a hand. It might be yours. But that way, like when you go and get hot and heavy with a girl, guys are always talking about how HJs aren't exciting or fun. But they're pretty great because that's just like what you're most used to up to a certain point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they're a good time, bro.
Well, a lot of nostalgia, familiarity, comfort. I'm one beer in, and I'm already talking about getting HJs as a child. So this is going really well.
Oh, no.
Get this guy a shot.
Where's the tequila?
Yeah, no.
Where is that tequila? We need it. So the next one. So it's called Consciously Single. And the first sentence says that this is a riff on conscious uncoupling. Do we know what conscious uncoupling is? Because Cosmo seems to think that we should know what this is.
I don't know what it is.
I think, a celebrity couple did that. Was it Gwyneth Paltrow?
It was Gwyneth Paltrow. Good job.
I think it's just like the like fancy term on like, we broke up, but it's like, we mutually consciously uncouple. It's like the
right.
Fancy.
We're so mature.
Yeah.
10 points for Gryffindor, for Angela, because yes, very good job. So it's a term that's used to refer to a relatively amicable marital divorce. It was created by Catherine Woodward Thomas in 2009 as a 5-step process to support the conscious completion of an intimate relationship, and it was popularized by Gwyneth Paltrow in 2014. So yeah, Gwyneth did it. So anyway, this is not conscious uncoupling. This is consciously single, which apparently is going to be a big thing in 2022, according to Bumble. It's a trend that is all about embracing the perks of not having a SO. Do we know what an SO is?
Significant other.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so old. This is so pathetic.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Thank you. I mean,
I'm so embarrassed for you.
Oh, did you know what that was?
Yeah, of course. Listen, I'm just trying to get some pressure off of me. I was just talking about hand jobs for 5 minutes, so I need some pressure off of me.
Between HJs and SOs.
Redemption.
Dude, I got to get used to the dating trends like back in 2019. Holy crap, I'm not caught up to 2022. Anyway, this is Consciously Single. This is all about embracing the perks of not having a significant other and being more intentional with where you place your romantic energy. So Bumble said that the pandemic has made half of us, apparently 53% according to a survey, realize that it's actually okay to be alone for a while. Looking ahead, people are consciously making a decision to be single. What are our thoughts on this? Like, are people going to say, hey, I'm not looking for a relationship anymore. I don't want a significant other. I just want to be single. Is that going to take off even further this year?
before we answer this question, I want to ask Angela a pre-question. Because you were single for the first half of the pandemic, and now you're in a relationship for the second half, whatever the timeline is, right?
Yeah.
So which of the two experiences have you preferred? I mean, obviously, you're going to say the relationship one.
Yeah, like, hopefully your honest, boyfriend's not listening.
But, like, let's say, how much...
Well, you know, I do got my AirPods in.
How much better is it with... Or, like, I don't know, like, just can you, like, go over the differences between the two of them for you, like, in your own opinion?
Yeah, for sure. In the first half of the pandemic, I was single, and it was stupid, honestly, because trying to date during a pandemic was just impossible. But then when you were like, when it was okay to go on dates and stuff, it was like, it's so awkward. You're meeting this person for like the first time in real life, and you have like a mask on your face, and it's just like, did you check your temperature? Like, you know, it's just, it adds an extra layer of awkwardness to dating. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, obviously, for the second half, yeah, I'm in a relationship. I like that a lot better for obvious reasons, but like, I'm an extrovert. And so I don't need a lot of alone time. I like to be around people, and I like to be doing stuff. So it's more fun if, like, you know, we're on lockdown right now, to be stuck in the house, you know, with somebody. You can play games, you can watch, you know, it's more fun to watch movies together, you can just laugh, like, whatever. It's mm-hmm. so much better. But that's just me personally. I know a lot of people like their alone time, but then some of my friends were like, after a while, I started to go crazy because they were by themselves.
Do you ever, because it seems like you guys moved in very quickly after leaving the show together, right? And not knocking, because that's basically exactly what Caitlin and I did anyways, too.
Yes.
Do you ever find yourself like adjusting differently than you expected yourself to?
Not really, honestly, because I just feel, especially like in Toronto, just as the city, I felt like I've been here a bunch of times before and I really loved it. And it just seemed like I transitioned really easily. And then as far as like living with somebody, mm-hmm. No, and it's really weird because I lived by myself for like 7 years, I think. And so I was mm-hmm. nervous that I was going to be like, okay, this bothers me. Like, I have my things certain ways. And I mean, of course there's like little habits here and there. Like, he never closes the cabinet doors, and I'm just like,
oh,
but those are tiny things, you know? Those are just tiny things, but honestly, it's really been like kind of seamless. Like, there hasn't been one big thing that I'm like, oh my God, I wish I still lived by myself. I haven't thought that. Okay. That's a good sign.
That's a great sign.
Definitely. I appreciate that answer. Jared, what was your question? And I totally forgot.
I don't remember.
Oh, about
but that
consciously
is...
single.
Consciously single. That's right. That's what it was. I think consciously single is a good thing. I think I did that for maybe like 6 months, maybe a little longer than that. And I felt like I grew more in those 6 months than I had ever grown over any period of time in the rest of my life. So I think it's always a good thing. Helps you prioritize yourself and only yourself. And it like allows you to figure out what you like and don't like. I just think there's something so special about like waking up in the morning and the only person you have to worry about is you. And by doing that, then like you are able to identify the things that make you happy and the things that you want, you know? So I think everyone should go through that at some point or another. Like the serial relationship people, I like kind of, you know, feel bad for, because it's like you don't really have a true identity of yourself because you've always been with someone else. That's, I don't know. Maybe it's a little extreme, but
I feel like people were also like saying they were like consciously single without the term. Like, I feel like when you were reading that, Jared, I felt like for a while I've been like, oh, like I've done that before. Like, you know, I'm just going to make sure like I'm doing me, like I'm going to whatever, but I didn't call it like, oh, I'm consciously single. So I feel like people have been saying like, I don't need no man, you know, for a while, but now there's just like a term for it.
It's because you're not a pompous douchebag. Only a pompous.
Yeah. Let's say welcome to 2022, Angela.
I'm consciously single. So what's your relationship status? Well, I'm consciously single. Oh, okay, great. Well, I never want to talk to you again, you loser.
I'd be like, what the does that mean? Actually,
You know what's a good question that we should find out? Well, are either one of you kind of on Facebook or like interactive on Facebook?
No, not in a long time.
My question is, because there's all these new dating terms and consciously single or consciously uncoupling, so on and so forth, I wonder if, you know how you had your dating, you know, you'd say single, married, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Your relationship status. Yeah.
Relationship status. Do you think that it's still just those, or do you think there's all these new terms for relationship status?
I wonder.
We should find this out.
I feel like they should just take it off completely.
Yeah,
there's too many options.
It's also changed so much. Like, Facebook back in the day was basically like a way for you to find out who on your college campus was like in a relationship or single. Now it's like so different. You know,
1000%. Do you know?
Yeah, I've been on Facebook in like 10 years.
Do you know how many times I went on Facebook and would just check out if somebody was like, I would never have the balls to go up to somebody and actually introduce myself and try to talk to them. So instead, I would just go back to my house, open up my computer and go on Facebook and see if what their relationship status was. So pathetic.
Yeah. And now, I mean, obviously we don't do that anymore, but if you wanted to do that, you would just go on their Instagram page and see if they posted with a partner at any point. It's like the same thing, I guess, to a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. A little bit. You got to be Instagram official these days. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with one more term and then an email, and then this podcast will be over. We're going to take a quick break.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much. And I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
All All right, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating, and our good friend, Hannah. I always assume it was Easton. Hannah, our wonderful producer, gave us the Facebook options of a relationship. Angela, do you want to read through them?
Sure. There's a lot. Get ready. Buckle up. Single, in a relationship, engaged, married, in a civil union, in a domestic partnership, in an open relationship. It's complicated. And also separated, divorced, and widowed.
Oh. All right. Let's break this down for a second. What is the difference? I'm actually curious because I don't know. What's the difference between being in a civil union and a domestic partnership?
Well, as someone that's in both currently, I'll tell you exactly what the difference is.
Great. Can't wait.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Wait, can you be in both at the same time?
I would say a civil union maybe is a little more paperwork. A domestic partnership is like when you live with someone for over 7 years, you are domestic partners. That's my interpretation of it, but
why I'm probably wrong.
Also, I couldn't imagine, like, you remember, like, there were certain people that you knew from, like, high school or college or whatever that would, like, they're in a relationship, and the next day they go straight to Facebook and update their status, and then they break up 2 months later, and the first thing they do is update their Instagram, or I'm sorry, their Facebook status. And it's just like, that stuff is so crazy. Like, who, like, your wife dies, and then a day later you switch it to widowed. Like, how horrible.
Yeah, like, why are you thinking about that?
It just seems so awful to me. I don't know. Yeah, I would just say, I think we should get rid of that altogether, in my opinion.
I agree. Nah, I actually can't believe it's still up there, though. Why doesn't Instagram have one, then?
Yeah. It's probably coming. It's probably on its way.
Really?
1,000%. I mean, but like Dean said, you can also go on Instagram. I mean, we all know that if you don't post a picture of your significant other on Instagram, something shady is going on.
Right. That's like why Instagram official is a thing.
That's true. Instagram official.
Right. Nothing's ever that serious until you're Instagram official with someone.
How did we get down this road? God, society is just doomed. So, all right, the difference between a domestic partnership is a legal relationship between two individuals who live together and share a common domestic life but are not married. A civil union is a legally recognized union with rights similar to those of marriage, created originally for same-sex couples in jurisdictions where they are not legally allowed to marry. So maybe that's the biggest difference. I really don't know. It says it's similar to a domestic partnership in some ways. I'm not sure, honestly, but I was just curious because I was like, oh, I always guess that was just the same thing, just different terms. But the more you know, open relationship, it's complicated. I would love to get somebody on this podcast who has a Facebook relationship status of it's complicated. I want that story.
Yeah.
I
need that story. And do both people have the it's complicated, or does only like one have the it's complicated right. One as like single or something?
Well, I really love her a lot, but she doesn't know I exist, so it's pretty complicated. You know?
Oh my God. That's pretty good. So,
well, let me ask you this, guys, before we move on. I just have a question. What are your guys' current Facebook statuses?
It's got to be married.
One. I don't have Facebook.
Did I change it? Hold on.
Have you changed yours to married?
I have no idea.
I'm going to look at mine because mine definitely is. Well, I wouldn't say definitely, but if it's on my page, which I doubt it is, it would say single is my guess.
Wait, so you can get rid of it from your page? I may have done that a while ago, too. Hold on. Stand by. How do I even see it? Where is it still a thing? I guess it is. It has to be.
Oh, it says I'm interested in women. That's good.
Is it under settings?
Oh, it says I'm in a relationship, but I am but it says I'm only the one able to see it. And honestly, I have no idea when I ever would have updated it to be in a relationship.
And you know what's funny? So it says you're in a relationship, but don't tell Kaylin. That was probably from a previous relationship and you never changed it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So according to Facebook, you're still with your ex from like 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
I think I made it to in a relationship just to keep the girls away. You know, I didn't want anyone like hitting me up or sliding my DMs. So that's why I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
did
no,
slide in Facebook DMs?
I don't know. Probably.
Is there Facebook DMs?
Yeah, messenger thing.
Even I know that one. There are definitely Facebook DMs. Because I have my co-ed softball group chat in there and it's fantastic.
Oh. Jared, you have two Facebooks. Which one do I friend request?
Look at Dean creeping right now. I love this.
One of them is like my public page that I created. And then the other one is just like my personal one that is
there's a There's a Jared Haben with two R's in Jared. This is definitely a fake account. That's crazy.
Uh-oh. Somebody's trying to be me.
Dude, you look good in your profile picture. I got to hand it to you.
Which one?
The one where it's like a headshot of you. You're wearing a gray t-shirt.
Oh, one of my favorite. Dude, I love that. I took that. It was a photo shoot in West Warwick, Rhode Island. It went fantastic. Great day. They did a great job.
You haven't.
I remember it vividly.
You've got Rhode Island College and Warwick Veterans High School on your education, but you don't have your new bachelor's degree on there.
Oh, I got to update that. Let the people know I have my bachelor's degree finally after 12 years of college.
You worked hard for that.
I did work hard for that. All right, before we get going, let's do one email with Angela. So anybody out in the universe, producers, Easton, if you're still there, Hannah, if you're still there.
I'm here. I can help. All right, here's an email. This is from Lily. Do you guys agree that one person in a relationship always loves the other person more?
He's frozen. Easton, you froze a little bit there. Do you mind repeating yourself?
He's frozen and he's
like, oh, look how cute he has this little.
I know, it's quite adorable. All right, I'll finish up. So let me read it. This is from Lily. Do you guys agree that one person in a relationship always loves the other person? Who would you say in your respective relationships loves more or less? How does this affect the dynamic of your relationships? And do you think that is something to watch out for in new relationships? So Angela, I ask you, first of all, have you and your boyfriend said I love each other? And two, if that's the case, do you feel that he loves you more than you love him, or is it equal?
Ooh, yes, we've told each other that we love each other. I think the real honest answer is I think it depends on the day. Like some days, like I might love him more than he loves me, and other days he might love me more than I love him. I think it just depends on the day, actually. I don't think I can sit here and like say one versus the other, but I also feel like that's probably healthy for it to kind of just be like, oh, like whatever day it is what one person is feeling. Because I feel like if one person loves somebody more, especially a lot more, then I feel like that could be a problem, because then I feel like maybe you're not getting as much love as you would deserve from somebody else who would love you the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good answer. Jared, what do you think between you and Ashley?
It's so hard because if I say that I love her more, no one's going to believe me because they've only seen Bachelor in Paradise. So they're like, clearly Ashley loves you more. And it's like, no, I just love differently than Ashley. Ashley is very forthgoing with her feelings, and just anything that's on her mind or her heart, she is saying immediately, where I hold a lot more things closer to my chest. And I express my love in different ways. I'm more in acts of service, where I want to provide for Ashley and protect her and make sure she's taken care of and things of that nature, where Ashley's just like screaming from the rooftops, like, I love Jared. So it's so sweet and endearing, and I love it. I would say I would agree with Angela. I think there are days where I love Ashley more than she loves me. And I would say that there are days that Ashley loves me more than I love her. Not that like I love her any less. It's kind of weird, but just the only way you can really know what we're talking about is if you're in a relationship or you're in love or you're married. It's like they're just, you know,
depends on
there
the
are
day.
Days. Yeah, you take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
All right, Dean, you're up.
I'm up. Okay. I agree with both of you guys. We're going to wrap this up. No, I'll get to this real quick. I was going to say at first that I love Kaylin more than she loves me, but then I liked Angela's answer. Sometimes it's different. Sometimes we love each other more depending on the day. And then I was like, well, that's definitely true, and I fully agree with that. But I think I love Kaylin more, and Kaylin likes me more. Like, we both love and like each other, but I love her more and she likes me more, if that makes any sense.
That's a it's a better way of phrasing it.
That I don't know why I think that. That's just what my gut's telling me to say, but I probably could be wrong. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's. I don't even know how to end this podcast, because we have another episode coming up in 4 days, but it's going to be basically a continuation of this episode. Maybe not a continuation per se, but Andrew's going to stick with us for the next episode. So I guess that's really all I know, and that's all I can really share about it for now. So
great job, Dean. Great segue into the exit of this podcast.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't know. Do you know? Can you better describe what's happening this week?
Yes. What I can tell you right now is Dean is finally on his second beer and it is kicking in a little bit. In.
I'm a beer and a half deep, baby.
Yeah, hell yes. So that will do it for this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating. We do have another episode coming out very shortly, so stay tuned for that. Angela, you are wonderful and you are a pleasure to have in this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for Cosmopolitan for writing dating trends. And then we should get to more dating trends. There were some curious ones on there. Maybe we could do it next episode. But until then, hopefully, you know, we all just suck a little less.
Thanks for having me.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.